buddy. How's everything?
I guess it's been a little while since I made a tape, but I've been getting goodies all along here. I got a tape from y'all and a letter. And I got a box today with the lighters in it and the olives, which I've just about finished. My prospectus. And what else? News packets, pictures. I guess that's about, you know, all the goodies that have arrived. And I've also received some mail from the Department of the Army, which I'm sure you're all interested in. I am terribly interested in it, of course. And it's been an exciting week. We've given such good things away as 107 pounds of cadaver. Yay! Our modern medicine isn't all it's made up to be. One of them died, would you believe? And let me see. So I just think I'll babble on here for about half 15 minutes, because this is a short tape. If I had a long one, I'd make one, but I don't have a long one. Out. So, I guess you're interested in my future more than you are in what I've been doing in the past, right? Right. Alright. I have been accepted for what is referred to as indefinite active duty, which means I'm in the Army until I give them notice, and they gotta let me out. 3 months, at least in 3 months, they gotta let me out in 3 months. So I've decided to stay around a while, look at it some more, and they said it's fine with them. So I received that information, that's a few weeks ago. Obviously it was quite a while ago, but it was, you know, a few weeks ago. So then I decided, you know, then I sat and waited to see what was going to happen. But I sent a letter on the 15th of December to AIS people telling them what I wanted and where I wanted to go and all this sort of stuff. And I got a letter the other day, dated 1 June. And it said, in effect, that I had my choice between two courses at Fort Holabird. A year at language school in Monterey, and then an assignment in either Thailand or Okinawa, which is the same route that Al's going. He got his orders the other day to go to Holabird for 6 months, language school at Monterey for a year, and a two-year assignment with Joint United States Military Advisory Group in Thailand for 2 years, which is a very nice job. Really. So they actually gave me more choice, and they told Al what he was going to know. I had a choice between two courses to pick, and they told Al which one he was going to. And they gave me a choice between Thailand or Okinawa, either one I could have picked. So he requested a reply. So I wrote him a letter, and I said, I still want to go to the Middle East. I'd rather go to Latin America than Thailand, but if I got to go to Thailand, that's fine with me, you know. So today I get a letter, dated the 5th of June, and it says, shortly after I dispatched my letter of 1 June, I received a requisition from DIA, which is Defense Intelligence Agency, for an officer with area specialty in the Middle East. I have nominated you for this position. Since the assignment is nominative, I must wait until later to let you know of the results of the nomination. Well, DIA is a pretty big organization, and the nomination is kind of good, since I'm not really an area specialist yet. But so I'm still waiting. It's going to be either the Middle East or Thailand, I'm sure. So I'm going to be happy either way it goes. And okay, that means a year and a half. It means 2 years in the States and then 2 years overseas. So that one's not too bad, considering. So I'm, you know, no better off now than I was before. I gotta sit and wait on this nomination and see what happens. This could be a job either in Washington or overseas. I don't know. I'm starting to talk about DIA too much as it is. So that's my future plans. I'm gonna stay in for a couple of years. But if I Still, I'm still going to get the master's degree. No, don't worry about that. That's going to come, but it's not going to come in a, you know, a year and a half of academic study. It's going to come over a period of time, the way I see it. That's the way I want to do it. But, so that's what the future holds. Now, I get out here in October, and I got a 30-day leave when I get out here in October. So, I'm debating on what I'm going to do with that 30 days right now. So, what have I been up to lately? Oh, let me see. Did you have that? Your biggest question is, what was I going to be doing in the next after I got out of here? So, I told you. I'm going to be probably going to language school in Monterey or Washington or someplace. I don't know. Maybe Harvard. I don't know. I'm waiting. But it looks like I got travel in my future, which is what I want. Yippee, yay. Traveled up today to play coup. Beautiful road. They got it all fixed up now. A few chuck holes that I hit at 50 miles an hour. Bam! Fly out of the window. Lieutenant Lee sitting over there swearing at me. You know, slow down, damn it. You're driving too fast. It's a perfectly smooth road out there, I'd say. And it was then, but back behind us a quarter of a mile, there's a huge hole in the ground. And it was cloudy and cool and just wonderful. And we drove up there and talked about fish to some pretty good guys. One of the Captain Dunn had been down to Civil Affairs School. And we ate over at their house, which was pretty nice. We spent about an hour and a half up there, I guess. Came back here about 2 o'clock. Let me see. That's Monyard. He had him in the hospital about a week ago last Monday. A week ago today, I guess we took him to the hospital. He was a sick boy. And they stuck tubes and pipes and everything when they operated on him. And he had peritonitis, massive. Everything went wrong. And he died, I guess it was Sunday. So Sunday afternoon, people in the hospital, "Your Monyard's dead. Get him out of here, you know." Don't get so excited. This is his first lieutenant over there. He's in charge of it. Administration of the hospital, you know, bed sheets, beds, bed pans. You know, what a great job for a guy in a hospital. So I just checked my tape recorder. I didn't think it was working there, but it is. So he's all excited, jumping up and down. So I picked up the phone. I said, "Why don't you send him down in Graves Registration and put him in a refrigerator like you would anybody else that died over there?" "Oh, but he's not an American." "All right, fine. I'll take care of all the details." So I went over to Graves Registration. "Yeah, we'll keep him in the refrigerator for a while if you want us to." Then I got a bag. We went and wrapped him up. Went out to Monyard Village, picked up his brother, told him what happened, and, you know, asked him very politely to leave him in the plastic bag, don't take him out, because, you know, it was a big weepy scene out there, that's for sure. He wouldn't give us an ambulance to take him home as lieutenant, so we had him, you know, this sack was sitting on in the back seat of the Jeep, and two Monyards are sitting in the back seat crying and weeping away, you know, and we're driving along. Not much of a hearse, our little Jeep. Oh, well. But they're all happy. They're all, you know, they accept us now. There's no problems. I guess he died Saturday afternoon, because yesterday was Sunday, and I don't remember what we did yesterday. I think we slept most of the day. Yeah, it's been a little slow. Captain Major Jenkins was back part-time last week. Captain Miller's been back. We're just running errands back here, taking care of the yards. Got some tin roof for them, and, I don't know, some tool kits came the other day from CARE, and we gave them out. See you on the other side.